Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Make Me a Musical. Woo!
Whoa.
Today we've got a darker concept than we're used to, but we thought it'd be fun. Andrew, what's our concept today?
Our concept is funerals.
We know Fun Home exists, but that's not really about funerals. That's about lesbianism.
Yeah, it's not about funerals, no.
We like the idea of funerals. Like, there's so many options for us to go, and we got to kind of narrow it down. Like, in theory, we could do the death of a funeral way, where it's like about a really awkward funeral and the comedy hijinks that go on there. But I feel like that's the easy answer, Anthony or Andrew.
Anthony, what the fuck?
Shit. The thing is, I don't even know an Anthony. It's really embarrassing.
Okay.
So instead, we're going to do the funeral business and, like, the financial side of funerals. You know, the money.
All right, I have a pitch.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so I think I want it to be, at first, about a young, like, naive person who's just looking for work, basically. Mm-hmm. And they pick up work in the funeral business. And then she kind of gets introduced to it and it gets more involved in it, it becomes like more and more ruthless, essentially, and we get to the point where she's like scamming like grieving old people and selling them overpriced coffins and like all of this horrible stuff, and I feel like eventually it has to get to a point where either she just completely becomes the bad guy and we want her to fail, or she changes her mind and dismantles it from the inside in a way.
I think it needs to be, I feel like this is reaching less comedic musical comedy and more active satire. So I think if
well,
this
that's
is
what I want
satire,
it to be. I want it to be active satire.
She needs to become the villain, and we will not get the satisfaction of seeing her taken down a peg.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Like, I think the ending is just she founds her own, like, mega funeral home, and it's just, like, next to a retirement home or something, and it's just the fucking cycle continues.
Like, it needs to start at a real place and goes into some insane pants. Like, it needs to start. Okay, so I'm imagining this character. Let's give her a name.
I want to name her, Izzy or something like that, named
Izzy.
After Izanami, the Japanese goddess of the underworld.
I love it. Let's do it. Izzy, out of college, no prospects, nothing. And then this guy, a family friend, an uncle. Let's call him Uncle Jay. That feels like a good name. I'm imagining, like, a Michael Keaton type as this guy. Like, a kind of sleazy fella, and he has this like number called like the only thing that never stops paying, which is all about how like two things in life, the two richest people, a tax man and a funeral home owner.
Does he just owns his own funeral home, I'm assuming?
He owns several funeral homes. He, like, owns, corners the market in this small town. He is, like, a small enterprise.
Yeah, I like that. Because we need a way for her to get in. Because I don't, like, her passion should not be funeral business at the start.
Can I tell you a real fucked up story that this might be too dark for, like, this, but is a true story of things that happened in Detroit?
Sure.
So it is very common in Detroit for women to have babies and like stillborn babies and just take them to the funeral home and leave them there and not call back for them again. And what's the funeral home supposed to do about it? They can't legally dispose of the babies without the permission of the parents, who won't answer the calls. So what do you do with it? You're running out of space. You throw them in like the decks of the ceiling. You throw them in the crawl space. And
oh
then the police found like 60 to 70 baby corpses in the ceiling. And apparently some of the ones that weren't found were sold to the local medical school.
Yeah, okay, well that's...
So I'm like, that shows that the funeral business is a business.
Oh, I mean, it absolutely
still there?
Is. Yeah, I am still here. What is going on with you right now?
I don't...
Cutting
it out. I think it's you, honestly.
Okay. Okay,
that's fucked up, right?
That is a bit too dark, I think,
but it
for
shows
this show.
You, like, an idea of the kind of fucked up stuff we can do as, like, a money-making side of the funeral home thing. Like, we won't go that dark, but, like, imagine, like, hey, we're not gonna see the bottom half of their legs. We could, like, sell parts of their organs and stuff.
Yeah, I want to start in a more realistic place.
No. The thing is, he starts in, like, the real thing where he's, like, selling overpriced caskets to older people, convincing them to, like, spruce up, like,
yeah,
buy up. And then
what
she
I want
takes
is,
it to the fucked up place. She becomes the villain.
What I want first to start is she's just, like, people come in, and this is, like, the first customer, you know, like, the really memorable one. And they come in, and she just sells them, like, the bare bones, like, basic coffin, right?
Yeah.
And that's, like, and then the uncle character's like, what are you doing? Like, did you see how sad that person was? How much money do you think they would have spent on their loved one? You know? Something like that. And then it, like, he does a whole number about that aspect, and she gradually is like, you know what? Actually, yeah, it is really easy to take money from these grieving people because they don't want to disappoint their loved ones or whatever. So we just go into this really kind of dark area of, like, this is how you profit in the funeral business. You exploit grieving family members.
I agree. I think that's the best way to do it, and that's a good starting point. Does she immediately, like, no, that's horrible. We can't be doing that. Or is she like, you know what? That's a good point, Uncle Jay.
I think at first she's like, that's terrible. And, like, yeah, no, we can't do that. But then, like,
she gets her paycheck.
She starts trying it, and she realizes that, yeah, it actually does work, and she gets the paycheck, and she's like, oh.
And then she thinks of ways of monopolizing, like, the different facets of their funeral homes and expanding until they're, like, the only... They own every funeral home in the state, so they can up their prices, and they've got the monopoly, and what are you going to do, get caskets from someone else?
Yeah, and then this is where the uncle takes a fall, which is where you could do something similar to that story you just told, where the uncle was doing something illegal and he takes a fall for it, but then she gets to take over the whole business.
I think that he has to be like, yo, you've gone too far. And then she's like, well, you left it to me. There has to be that moment where he comes back and is like, oh no. What have you done?
Do you
want
to do... We could do kind of like the founder or something like that, where she kind of takes it and then drives him out of business with his own stuff.
I think that he needs to, like, be put on a break. Like, he's an older guy, like, has, like, a period of health, and he's like, you know what? Izzy will take over. She knows the ropes. I trust her. And then while he's gone, she, like, quadruples profits, basically stealing money all the way, destroying, like, these carcasses and selling pieces of them, like, real dark, real morbid shit,
like black market dealings, and
yes,
like maximum exploitation of grieving families and just terrible stuff. You know, I'd want to do a little more research on the funeral industry, although I do know for a fact that it is very shady.
Yes, it is very shady. And I want to embrace that, but also kind of take it to the levels of satire where it is so extreme.
Yeah, that... I mean, we'd want to do kind of like a, oh my goodness, like a sorry to bother you kind of thing.
Yes, like take it like 9 steps removed. And we could do some theatrical stuff where it's like the ghosts of who she's wronged are coming back for her and she just doesn't give a fuck, like in her dreams, fantasy-wise.
Well, yeah, that could be like a set piece where it wouldn't be like actually happening, because I think what needs to actually end up happening is she just gets away with it.
Yeah.
When she's rich.
It could be the ironic thing is when she gets old, she's like, yeah, I know the tricks, whatever. And we end with her picking out her casket. That would be like the real dark ending.
The darkest ending, she picks out her casket and she just picks a box.
Yeah, that's she's a like, funny idea.
Like the final scene of the show is that she's trying to buy her casket and the guy's trying to convince her to get the really expensive one and she's just like, no, I want the wood box.
Yeah, she's too smart for all the tricks of the trade. And he's like, you are a legend in the funeral home business. Like, you used to own this place right here. She's like, yeah, I remember. And that's just like the really demented, like, little story of capitalists always win and they fuck you till you're dead. Songs, we gotta think of some songs. Like, her opening number has to be super idealistic. Like, I'm ready to live or something like that.
It could, yeah, which would be, like, an ironic, because we want it to be somewhat ironic with the fact that she's about to work in death,
yes.
Like, specifically.
Like, making money off the death and horror of other people. The other thing that she could be doing, this could be real fucked up. She could just be reusing caskets and cremating them on the side and just telling them, oh no, they're totally in there.
I would not be shocked if there's news stories of that.
They do. They'll just be like, give people, oh fuck, this is actually a thing that happened in Michigan, because Michigan's real fucked up about this. They would just take your loved one's body, sell their organs and pieces on the black market, and then just give you a bunch of random ashes in an urn. They did that.
Oh my god.
No, I got that wrong. They just buried them in their backyard. They just buried the body in their backyard and then gave you random, like, fire ash in an urn.
Like, yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. It's a for-profit business. That's what
it
they're
is.
There for. They're not there to comfort you or to provide you with excellent service. They're there to make their own wallet bigger.
Yeah, like, the dead person's really going to care how comfortable his casket is.
Well... So Izzy gets a song at the beginning that's about how she can't wait to start living or something like that.
Yeah, I'm ready to live my life. And then she's like immediately like thrown off. She can't get jobs anywhere because what can you do with a BA in English?
Yeah, and then
the uncle
calls, which I think we could stick with like a death deity like type name for him. Don't know exactly what wouldn't be too on the nose, but...
I don't know. I'm sticking with Uncle Jay because that feels like the type of character he is.
Sure, we can work with that.
He's got, like, this real, like, shady side. And basically it's a two-hander with these two characters and a bunch of, like, random people, elderly, just revolving in throughout.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a two-person show with a couple, like, side characters.
What would be... Oh, there's, like, some real fucked up places this could go. Like, if you go... It depends on how dark. Like, are we going, like, real extreme, like, goofier, kind of, like, fantastical-like stuff? Or are we gonna be, like, real, like, necrophilia-type shit?
No, we're not going there.
Yeah, I don't
think
we
should
go...
I want it to be specifically a satire of the business side of things,
yes.
Not of the, like, other messed up stuff that could happen in the business.
Which does happen. It's not what could happen. It's what does happen.
Yeah, but that's... I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't want to go there either.
But I do think... I mean, it's already pretty messed up what we're doing, and I think the satire needs to be pretty pointed.
Yes, I think if we leave any room for embellishment, it could really fall apart. But I think what needs to be, like, about capitalism and capitalizing on death.
Well, yeah, and that's specifically what it needs to be about. And So we could have her sing a song. Do we want to name the song? We don't really. I don't really care about this song.
Yeah, and we need the song where she has the transfer over for, like, she has, like, this moment where she has all these ideas on how she can better the business, and then she has, like, a conscious moral dilemma, and then she chooses to go, like, into the dark recesses of her choices.
Yeah. Uncle Jay will have a song about the business of death or something like that.
Yeah, like, probably a song called, like, Death and Taxes, like... I feel like that kind of is like a good capitalism like meme that people say, but this one is literally it.
Death and taxes, and it's easier to take gold off a corpse or something like that.
Like real messed up lines where it's just like, these are bodies that don't exist anymore, but they make us so much money.
Yeah. Then we'll have,
and he's like, keep thinking of them as people. They're not people when they're dead.
Then we'll have, like, back-to-back numbers where she's, like, selling to older folks who come in who are grieving. And they're, like, very upset and, like, they have, like, sad numbers. And then she kind of just has these, like, I don't even know how to describe what
I'd say, like,
picturing.
Jaunty, like, pitch numbers. I'm imagining this as, like, a waltz where she's, like, going from couple to couple, like... Being like, putting on the face, like, I'm sorry for your loss, she seemed like such a girl, but you know what she really deserves? Some pink little furls in the side of this, and we need some roses. Come on, you can splurge for some roses. You know that she loved them.
Oh, she would have loved those roses. Yeah, no, that's great. That's good. Like, you want her, and then we'll kind of, you can kind of stop it occasionally to have one of the other people sing, like, a really
sad,
like
melancholy.
Melancholy, but that's like them agreeing to buy all the stuff, whereas her song to sell all of it is like this, probably in a minor key but kind of upbeat sounding,
like jaunty, kind of like a sailor's tone where it's kind of like minor-y key but very bouncy.
Yeah, and she's just like selling all this stuff with the tone of consoling them essentially.
Yeah, but we all kind of can gather she's full of shit. And, like, her uncle just cannot keep up with how good she's doing. And a lot of it has to do with, like, she's a younger girl that is, like, you don't usually get the red flags up with a younger female trying to sell you stuff. Which
true, and he's just an older gentleman at this point, and he's looking for someone to replace him in a way.
Yeah. And we kind of have to watch her grow up and delusion herself.
So where do
over
we get
when
she pushes
here.
Over the top? We need that song.
I have this idea for a song or a scene where she has like the opportunity to save someone's life, an older person, and chooses not to for the monetary value.
It has to be a little bit later in the show, I think, but I do kind of like that idea. It has to be something where she's not actively doing anything wrong by not saving them, but she could easily have done more. I don't know. But that could be like the final choice, you know, like this is it. She's completely corrupted, basically.
Okay, here's my pitch. She has this very old lady. She's like the town rich person, all right?
Yeah.
Like the town baroness. And somehow, oh, this is actually a really fucked up premise. Maybe not for this one, but I kind of like it as an idea. She like sprays water all over the steps and brings her in, and she gets her to agree, like, upon my death, this will be purchased. This most expensive casket, most expensive funeral that the world will ever see. This will put your funeral home on the map. And then she just fucking sprays water all over her fucking stairway. The old woman slips and breaks her neck, and she just kind of sits there and waits for it to stop hearing her.
Honestly, I could see that working. I don't think...
I think that's her moment of, like, actually, like, deciding, yep, I'm dedicating to this.
I think, with it being a satire,
yes,
what we can work with it is, like, earlier on in the show, it's showing, like, this is, like, the bad stuff that actually happens in this industry. And then we kind of had the second act be like, she becomes almost like a killer in her own right.
Yes.
To kind of like push it that one step further where it's like, this is metaphorically what this industry is like, you know?
In theory, this is how bad it could be if someone had the worst case scenario intentions.
Well, not how bad it could be, but like, this is what it does to people, you know? So obviously, like, this is a pretty politically charged show. We obviously
definitely
have our opinions. We are very explicitly saying what we think about the funeral industry here.
You know what? We're gonna get an angry letter from a funeral homeowner. You know what? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to not make money off of the death of others.
You know what? Like, I'm sick of GoFundMes popping up every time anyone I know dies to pay for their funeral expenses.
Well, yeah, that and it's not their fault. It's the funeral homes for charging so much for everything.
So stupid. I hate the fact that we monetize our death. Can't people just literally rest in peace?
Well, they can. Their families can't, though.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Same with, like, this is, like, an extension of, like, the Medicare for All crap.
Well, yeah, it's like medical insurance monetizing. Like, you could do basically the same exact show that we're talking about here with, like, a health insurance agent. You know?
You could really do that. Yeah, it would be a really good version of this. But who do you think would compose this, Andrew?
Oh, boy. Have we watched any shows that are, like, really pointed satire before?
I think Urinetown is the closest.
Urinetown?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Urinetown, honestly, I don't think is pointed enough. Like, yes, it's satire, but I almost feel like it's too vague to really even be called satire.
We haven't done this show yet. We're doing it in June for Pride Month. A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson is a very pointed, angry musical that has a lot to say about, like, the current America and, like, how Black people are represented and how they're supposed to act and how parents treat them. I think he would be amazing for this, Michael R. Jackson. So he'd be my choice.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'd want. And honestly, I think it's a bit odd that there's not more satire type shows on. I feel like musicals are a really good way to have that heightened reality that you kind of need to do a proper satire.
Right.
So
whereas when in films, things come off a little too literal.
Yeah. Well, I think for this type of show, the best movie that I've ever seen for this type of thing is oh my goodness,
Happiness.
Sorry to Bother You.
Ah,
have you seen Sorry to Bother You?
I did. I love that movie.
Really, really good. But the way they do the heightened reality of like, it's like real but not real. But I feel like musicals do that almost by default. You know,
you're like, already in a different world. You just kind of accept what you're seeing.
Yeah, so I feel like it's perfect for this type of satire, and I never see it done, at least not that I've seen.
I think Reefer Madness, the musical, is close, but it's still a little too goofy.
Yeah, well, people talk about parody and satire as if they're the same thing, and
no,
I feel like
very different.
Yeah, parody is when you like something and you're kind of joking along with it, whereas satire is when you're like hate something and you are trying to rip it down from the inside, essentially.
Take it down a notch, basically.
Take it down a notch, but
point a finger.
Yeah. So I'd really like to see something like this, actually.
I want this I want this musical.
To be fully
even
honest,
a movie, this would be cool.
Like, yeah. No, the funeral industry needs to be more closely examined. I'm sure there are movies that do it, but
Bernie is the only one that's coming to mind, and that's not even really about that.
No, and Bernie doesn't really even touch on it. In fact, it kind of portrays it in a positive light because Bernie is shown as, like, being the friend of all the older residents and everything. So
Bernie was a monster, in all honesty.
I mean, he shot an old woman. I mean, what are you going to do?
Maybe don't shoot an old woman.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was not a great guy.
Yeah, but that movie likes to try to convince you that she is.
If the movie does anything, it convinces you that
Jack Black should be in The Music Man.
Jack Black should be in The Music Man, and that old woman was kind of mean, maybe, but that still doesn't justify shooting her.
How dare a woman be mean? She deserves to be murdered.
Yeah, so, like, I like the movie Bernie, but, yeah, it's not.
The message is rough.
The message is not totally accurate.
All right, Andrew, how do you think Ben Brantley would react to this?
I don't actually know.
I think he'd actually like this is the thing. I think he'd actually appreciate the satire of this.
I think it kind of depends on his opinions of the topic, which I think is a lot of times what satire kind of relies on. Like, satire doesn't work if you disagree with it. You know?
What do you think is the best piece of satire, like, the last 10 years, aside from Sorry to Bother You?
Oh, boy. I don't really know. What do you think? I mean, The Boys is pretty good. Like, as a TV show. I don't know if you've seen that all the way through.
I've seen halfway through season two.
I mean, I think that's a pretty decent satire of superhero stuff. Though sometimes it's a bit, it's not pointed enough at the superhero genre, I feel like, but...
I mean, you got things like Get Out and Jojo Rabbit, which are kind of approaching
Jojo
satire.
Jojo Rabbit is very good, but I wouldn't call it a satire because it's not pointed at anything other than just the idea of, I guess it's the idea of fascism, but
yeah,
I don't know if it's pointed enough, you know? You got stuff like Starship Troopers, but that's a bit older, and I don't think that's a very effective satire, to be honest with you. Because I think it's not pointed enough, again, because people don't even recognize that it's satire sometimes.
What if, like, shit like The Onion, like, anytime there's a school shooting and they post, like, you know, nothing could have been done to stop this as only country where this happens every day.
Well, The Onion's not a movie.
I know. I'm, like, thinking, like, what is satire nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, The Onion absolutely has some very good satire.
What a mess. Yeah. What a fizzle down of this episode, but I think we had a great discussion. I kind of want to see this musical happen, or at least someone turn this into a movie. I'd watch it like 1,000 times. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll make this into a movie.
I mean, there's a concept here that could definitely work. It would be a unsavory watch,
yeah.
But not everything needs to make you feel good.
You know what? I think, like all media, you kind of can't just always be eating candy. You can't only watch Marvel movies. You gotta throw some vegetables in there that make you not always the most comfortable, but you're better off and your brain works better because of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen what happens to people that only watch Marvel movies. They become rage nerds online that talk about how feminism bad or something. Like, you gotta put some variety in your diet here.
Yeah, and no, The Boys does not count as like a variety in your diet. Stop that.
Especially when you don't even view it as a satire, you just are like, more superhero stuff, sick.
Yeah, that's it's like the people that watched the most recent Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and they're like, John Walker is the coolest character ever. John Walker is so cool. People are stupid, Andrew.
Jeez, I still can't hear you. What is going on here? I cannot.
All right, we'll see you next time on Make Me a Musical.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.